T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for our weekly visit, eagerly anticipated, with the host of Jill on Money every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6. And that, of course, would be the legendary Jill. That's all right. I'm kicking you up a bit here.
I guess.
Well, yeah, you deserve it. Morning, Jill. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, fine. Thank you very much. Do you want to do the halftime report, or what do you want to do here?
Yeah, I think so, because last week so many people had kind of a weird short week for the holiday,
so
I thought this was a good time to chit-chat a little bit about what's going on.
Okay.
Big picture, all right?
Yeah.
You know, we always start with the big.
Yeah.
GDP, gross domestic product.
Yeah.
First 6 months of the year, pretty much the same as the last 3 years.
1 point or 2% or 1% or what?
Okay. Let's call it two-ish. We only have the first quarter data right now for this year, but given everything else that's going on and the survey evidence, looks like for the first half of the year, the economy will have expanded by about, let's call it 2.25% overall. That's exactly where we have been. I should note that I know that's not strong, but it's strong enough for job creation. We had a good jobs report on Friday.
Right.
And I should also point out, you know, there's this funny bureau that says, when do recessions begin and end? How long do expansions last?
Yeah.
Right now, we are in the third longest expansion in the history of the United States.
The beginning point was what, Jill? Do you remember?
The beginning month, officially, June 2009. So we're in the 97th month. So we'll take that. I don't think that's bad news. Labor market doing pretty well. Economy added 222,000 jobs last month. I'll take that. Unemployment, 4.4%. You know, look, we still have the wage issue. We just don't have wages going up by a lot, 2.5% year over year.
Yeah. So you're basically keeping pace with economic growth in a sense.
Right. A little bit better, and better than inflation, which is why a lot of Americans are feeling a lot better, right? Because inflation's still pretty low. So inflation's like 1.7-ish.
Okay.
And you're getting a 2.5% wage increase. Save a few bucks, spend a few bucks, there you got it.
Hey, I want to go back to something you posted a couple of days ago. And, you know, I hear ads for this once in a while. And that's a reverse mortgage. And are they good? Are they bad? What's the purpose of a reverse mortgage?
Well, a reverse mortgage is exactly what it sounds like.
Okay.
Essentially, it is so in a mortgage, what do? You go to a lender and you say, can I borrow money to buy this thing called a house?
Yes.
And what you do with a reverse mortgage, if you're over the age of 62, is you go to a lender and you say, I have a whole bunch of equity in my house. I've paid off that old mortgage, but I really want to stay here. I don't have enough money to support myself outside of this house.
Okay.
Can you create a stream of income or give me a pile of money that's basically borrowing against my own home?
Okay.
And that's what it is.
Okay.
Good, bad, ugly, there are different issues surrounding reverse mortgages. What I want to be crystal clear is that, again, it's only for older Americans, so you have to be over 62.
Okay.
They are very complicated. So if you are being approached around a reverse mortgage, be careful and bring other people into the mix to help you make this decision.
And there's a pretty good discussion if you want to get it at jillonmoney.com, and you can kind of go down. It was posted, I believe, on the 7th. So, you know, you can listen to it and see what's going on, correct?
Yes, sir.
It's always good, Jill. Always good. How's your summer so far?
Fantastic. Can't wait for all my time off. Woo! Later this summer.
Well, we dread it, but that's okay.
Stop it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Jill.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.